Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. one greater than you in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord God, creator of heaven and earth, as your daughters and sons, oh God, we come to you to worship you as you desire in spirit and in truth in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. According to John 4:42, we know according to your word, oh God, hallelujah, that Jesus indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world, your spirit witness to our spirit, oh God, the truth that Jesus is the Christ, and we believe in him, hallelujah. Lord God, according to John 9, you seek those who worship you and do your will, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ. According to Matthew 7:21, out of the love you have placed in our hearts, for you, Father God, Lord, created us, oh God, a clean heart, a broken and contrite heart, a right heart, a repentance in our ways, oh God, and we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Lord, we thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you for new mercy and new grace, oh God. If it had not been for you on our side, where would we be? Open up your mouth and shout, everybody. Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord our God, he is God. That it is he who has made us and not ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates right now with thanksgiving and into his court with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his holy name today. For the Lord is good. His mercy is for everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Open up your mouth and shout and just thank God. Thank God that he woke you up. Thank God that he saw you through. Hallelujah. Thank God for the lying down and the raising up this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. If you know that you're a child of God, just open up your mouth and say glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord God, we just come to thank you. We just come to praise you. Father God, if it weren't for you, oh God, where would we be? And I say that over and over again. I don't know about you. Hallelujah. But when I look back over my life and see what God has brought me from, to see the miracle that's working in me right now today, I can't do nothing but thank God over and over again, all day, every day, every moment, every second. Hallelujah. I don't know about you. If you think you did it by yourself, you're fooling yourself. You're going into the pit right now. If you think you've done it all, if you think you made it because of you, what you did, and in your own strength, I want you to know you're fooling yourself. Take the blindness off right now. The devil's got you deceived. My Lord, my God, I want you to know that God that created you is the one that keeps you, is the one that saved you, is the one that sent his only begotten son to save your life. I want you to understand today that God did it for you. You didn't do it for yourself. Your mama didn't do it. Your daddy didn't do it. Your friends didn't do it. Your money didn't do it. God did it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Shout. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Oh, I'm excited. Whew. God bless everybody here today. I'm excited. Let me get myself down a little bit. Welcome to the shout. I'm your host, Prophetess T. Chantel Manning. I thank God for everybody that's here on the line today. May God bless you. May God keep you in a mighty way. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I have so much I want to share today with you, but I want to welcome everybody today, especially my faithful few that's on the line. I want you to open up your mouth, Minister Reverend. Give God praise, all glory, and honor in the name of Jesus Christ. Shout, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. I just thank God for being God. God is like no other, and He is so above man. I can't even compare me to God. He is magnificent.
Jesus.
He never falls short of his word, and his word never returns to him void. And I just love him.
Jesus.
God, thank you, God, for who you are.
Thank you,
in
Lord.
In my life and in the life of the people that I love. Amen.
Amen. Glory to the Most High God. He got it up. I thank God for you and pray that God continue to be your strength, that God continue to guide you, that God's marvelous light shine upon you and your family like never before, cleansing out all darkness. Everything that the enemy has tried to hide, everything that the enemy has tried to hide behind, we call it forth right now in the name of Jesus Christ. May God honor every last one of your steps and bless every move that you make. By faith, he will do it. By faith, doors will open up that man's gate. By faith, he will close doors that no man can open. In the name of Jesus Christ. You are blessed because God has called you blessed, and you shall be no other way but blessed all the days of your life. Every step that you make is blessed. Everything that comes out your mouth is blessed because you are a blessing. God sent you to this world to bless in the name of Jesus Christ, because he made you just a blessing. Walk in it today in the name of Jesus Christ. A blessed child of God, blessed woman of God. Hallelujah. Your hands are blessed. Everything that you touch will be blessed in the name of Jesus Christ. Fire. I see fire of the Holy Ghost over you right now. May God make you a minister of fire, and everywhere you go, to everyone will catch fire because of the power of the Holy Ghost that's on you and in you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless you. God keep you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you. God keep you, sister. Hallelujah. Welcome to the shout. Oh, one of our faithful few today. Hallelujah. Sister Brenda Gale Carter, open up your mouth and give God is short right now. Glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Enough, Lord God, but I thank you.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you enough, but I thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Glorious day. One more time.
Yes, one more time.
Together, and I thank
Jesus.
I thank him for all his blessings, all his mercy, all his grace.
Jesus. Yes.
All his help.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Glory to God. We thank God for you. Cousin Brenda Gale, Lord, we love you. We thank God for you. May God continue to keep you and grow you and strengthen you in the spirit of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. I like what she said, just giving thanks. Hallelujah. When you think about what God has already done, hallelujah. Sometimes we're worried about it and trying to focus on what we want God to do. But when you take the moment and just think about what God has already done, when you just can think about what God is doing right now, don't worry about what happened on yesterday, what's going to happen tomorrow. Thank God right now where you are. Hallelujah. Because God did it one more time for you. He didn't do it for everybody, but he did it for you. There's breath still in your body. And because you have breath in your body, you have life today. So you should just be thanking God. Can we give God a praise right now? Just thanking God. Can we pray a prayer of thanksgiving? Thanking God for what he did. Thanking God that he kept us, that he saved us, that he healed us, that he delivered, that he protected our children. Hallelujah. That he protected our family. Can we just thank God? Not always coming and asking God for something, but just thanking God for what he's already done. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because we trust him. My Lord, my God. God bless you. God keep you, sister. God strengthen you, sister, like never before. In the name of Jesus Christ, we're talking about a supernatural strength. Hallelujah. That man can't understand. Only God can do it. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Welcome to the show. Hallelujah. God bless you, my mother. Welcome to the show. Go ahead, open up your mouth with us. Hallelujah. And shout. Glory, hallelujah. Sister Dilla, you're on.
Good morning. Glory, hallelujah. I thank the Lord for waking me up one more day. Give me breath,
yes, Lord.
And grace and mercy on me to get my life right with him. I thank the Lord.
Jesus.
Bad news, phone calls, but all my family is doing.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, my life, Lord. I don't want to ask you for nothing. I just want to give you all the praise.
Thank
you.
Yes,
yes,
it does.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Thank you,
Lord. Yes, Lord.
Thank you.
Amen. Hallelujah. 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 God bless you, mother. God keep you, my God. Continue to strengthen you to be with you.
Yes.
I come against every attack on your mind right now with the power and the blood of Jesus Christ. Anything that the enemy is trying to do to keep you to be distracted, hallelujah. Anytime the enemy is trying to keep you confused, I come against that attack right now with the power and the blood of Jesus Christ. It is my prayer that you will continue to be focused and keep your mind stayed on Jesus. And when you do that, he will keep you in perfect peace. He will guide you. He will protect you. He will heal you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. My Lord, my God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Lord, I ask in Jesus' name that you will move mighty on this line today, Father God. Lord, we pray that there be a breakthrough in the heavens on today. Oh, Lord, we ask for a rain and word on today, Lord God, for your children, oh God, that will move them, Father God, that will increase their faith in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you as we come fighting the good fight of faith, oh God. Lord, we ask that you be our strength in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we need you right now, Father God. Oh, Lord, like never before, Lord God, in this family, oh God, on this line, oh God, in each household, in the name of Jesus Christ, let peace come and be still, oh God. Let love come and be still, oh God. That forgiveness come and be still, Lord God. That healing come and be still, Lord God. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. We can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the shout. Minister Darvina, open up your mouth and give God our praise, glory, and honor. Shout. Glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Good afternoon, ministers and the ministers on staff and pastors. I do want to say thank you, God, for waking us up this morning.
Thank you, Lord.
And we thank you, God, for you just giving us the strength to go forth inside your
kingdom.
Jesus. Today, God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, God. I release the power of God over everyone's life in the
name of
the
Most High. Yes, Lord.
And I just pray.
Thank you, Lord.
Man, the storm that everyone's life to be seen.
Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, God. We just
yes, Lord.
Today, God. In the mighty name of
yes,
Jesus Christ,
Lord.
God, we ask you for the favor of you, God, the strength of you, God, the peace of you, God, the
thank you,
of
Jesus.
You, God, and strength of
come
God.
On now, shout with us. Shout with us now. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Yes, God, we thank you, Father God. Move in a mighty way on this line today, Father God. Bless and heal as we come touching and agreeing, oh God. Move in mountain and button seas in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We circle the wall of Jericho today. Of sickness and disease. Oh, Lord, right now. Delays. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. Unforeseen circumstances, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Move, move, move. Hallelujah. Lord God, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. There's no one greater than you. Hallelujah. Glory. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you. God keep you. Minister Darina Dunning, God keep you. God strengthen you. God be with you in the name of Jesus Christ. May you not veer to the left or to the right. May you not step back or go forward without God on, with God with you, with God not being with you. Make sure that you hear from God before you make any moves. Hallelujah. God is going to speak to you mighty, but you got to be ready. You got to be in position. Let me tell you all something. Don't go until God gives you the call to go. Don't go before your time. Hallelujah. So right now, what I want to do is come against any premature death right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. See, some people they're leaving this world before their time because they are moving without God with them. They're moving before God tells them to move. So it is my prayer that you would, that my prayer today for divine position and alignment for your life, for divine direction and instructions where God will move you when it's your time, not before time, but Carol's time in the name of Jesus Christ. So Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray for divine alignment right now. We pray for divine position in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father God, let your children hear from you, Father God. For the Bible says that your sheep know your voice, oh God, and that we don't listen to strangers, Father God. So let us hear from you, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, that we will not be deceived by the wicked one. In the name of Jesus Christ, and Father God, we just want to say thank you that you're with us, that you never leave us or forsake us. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we bless your holy name. And Father God, you are God, and we praise you, and we thank you for another day that you have given us right now by your grace and by your mercy, that you're giving us another day to press in and to press on. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, by your strength, Father God, we are victorious in the name of Jesus Christ. You have given us another day that we can receive from you, and no one can stop us, and no one can take away what you have given us in the name of Jesus Christ. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. Devil, you can't take it away. It is ours. It has our name on it, and we retrieve it back now in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh God, we just want to say thank you in Jesus Christ's holy name. To God be the glory. Welcome to the shout. Sister Dorita Jones, open up your mouth and give God all praise, glory, and honor. And shout right now, glory. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Come on and start me on my way. He brought me down to
yes, Lord.
January 1st down to December 7th, Father. I'm asking the Lord Jesus. To take me all over the new year, Father.
Jesus.
Thank you. I thank the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for watching over me. Last
yes, come on, come on. Yes, sir.
Lord,
Jesus.
And Heavenly Father, I don't
yes, Lord.
My family, Jesus. I know it. Nobody, everybody in your family, but I love you all. Keep on praying for me that I may go strong in Christ. And amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. God keep you, sister. It is my prayer that God will continue to be with you, guide you, and protect you in the name of Jesus Christ. In this season to come,
thank
that you will continue to believe God and trust God and stay in that place of receiving by faith. Because understand this, the only way that we can receive what God has for us is that we have faith in God to do it. The Bible says that without faith, hallelujah, we cannot please God. And there's faith with no doubt. We're not talking about wavering faith. We're talking about solid faith that no matter what the doctor says, no matter what people try to say, no matter who come up against you, hallelujah, we know that God is going to protect us. The Bible tells us that when the enemy comes up, like it comes in like a flood, that God will lift up his standard, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ. So I want you to know that no matter what it look like, no matter what it feel like, no matter what it seem like, when God is with you, who can be for you? So understand that God got you. That's all you need. I want you to understand that you're in the hands of God. And if you are God, then can nobody pluck you out in the name of Jesus Christ. May God continue to bless you mighty. I'm not talking about just any kind of blessing. I'm talking about an extraordinary blessing that all will see and know that nobody did it but God. No man did it, no woman did it. No medication did it. No money did it. God did it. Hallelujah. Can we say God did it today? God did it. God did it for me. God did it for my mother. God did it for my sister. God did it for my brother. God did it for my husband. God did it for my children and grandchildren. God did it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I want you to know, everybody, if God did it for us, God can surely do it for you. But you just got to trust us. Will you trust God today? Will you give it all over to God? Will you cast your cares upon him? But the Bible tells us that he cares. Give it all over today. You got to burn it all the way up. Hallelujah. And you got to walk in your new and know that your for your children and change our lives from today onward. Help us to fight the good fight of faith in pride and warfare. Oh, Lord, and let us win. Hallelujah. The battle, release the grace over us right now to fight the warfare and win. Release the grace of God to press on in the power of your spirit and win in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you. We decree and we declare right now victory, victory, victory in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, God, we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. We have Apostle Miriam Moore on the line. Welcome to the shout, Apostle Miriam. Open up your mouth and shout and give God all praise, glory, and honor. Hallelujah. Shout.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I will
Jesus.
Sing unto the Lord a new song. I am here to declare this morning the thanksgiving of a new song.
Yes.
To the Lord, a new song.
Jesus.
A new song.
A joyful song.
For what he
a joyful song.
Hey,
come on, come
on. Give me another day. See us.
Thank you, Jesus.
For, see me through from January to December.
Thank you, Lord.
I cannot be quiet. I cannot be silent to sing of a new
Jesus.
Song. And declare, and declare to God that God is faithful and to those who do not know him to come to him and to build
Jesus.
My faith. I thank God for my faith that God has given me the grace to trust him and to go from
Amen.
One nation to another level of faith in the name
Amen.
Of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Day that God is able
yes.
to God who promised never leave us nor forsake. God
forsake us. Yes, God.
That God is a
Amen.
New day, a new opportunity
yes,
to
Lord.
Rise up in health, rise up in well,
thank you, Jesus.
Rise up in well-being, rise up in sound mind. I come
Jesus.
To this morning that God has
Amen.
Up the very low among us to the high place.
Jesus.
This morning that I am
yes, Lord.
In Christ in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Oh, I shout unto the Lord a new song. A
Jesus.
New, a new strength. I shout from the utmost part of my head.
Yes, God.
To my community.
Amen.
That God is good. Thank you so much.
Amen.
For me in. I am so excited.
Amen.
My spirit is built up because of the
yes. Come on
that you're speaking this
Jesus.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. We thank God for you, Apostle Miriam. May God continue to bless you, guide you, keep you, pour into you, mighty. Hallelujah. As you teach others, that you build up other churches, may God continue to pour into you even more. May God open up new ways and new avenues in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah to your name, God. We thank God for you. Oh, Lord, we ask right now in Jesus' name, Father God. Oh, Lord, as we pray for fresh oil, fresh anointing on today, fresh revelation, fresh manna upon your life right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, may God continue to order your steps and bless every step that you take. I pray right now that God will send you help right now. God help in the name of Jesus Christ. But Father God, we thank you for the help that is already here, Lord God. We thank you for your ever-present help and the help that is on the way in the name of Jesus Christ. As you bless, may God bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. And we just thank God for you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God for the apostle. She said something that just blessed my soul. She said, I live in Christ. Hallelujah. When you live in Christ. Hallelujah. You died to the world. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm just so excited you all. I got so much I want to share, but I want to decree and declare some things with you in the name of Jesus Christ. You need to declare this over yourself daily. And understand and say this because I decree and I declare by the blood of Jesus Christ in the power of his name that I am God's child. For I am born again of the incorruptible seed of the word of God. I am forgiven of all my sins and washed in the blood. I am a new creature in Christ. Hallelujah. I'm delivered from the power of darkness and translated to God's kingdom. I am the righteousness of God. I'm redeemed from the curse of the law of sin and death. I am blessed in my going out and blessed in my coming in. I am the head and not the tail. I'm above and not beneath. In the name of Jesus Christ, I'm holding without blame before him in love. I'm the elect of God. I'm established to the end. I'm near to him. My heavenly Father, by the blood of Jesus Christ, I am set free. And who the Son sets free is free indeed. I am strong in the Lord. I am dead to sin. I am more than a conqueror. I'm a joint heir with Christ Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ, I'm filled with the Holy Spirit, the promise of God. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm so excited to see everybody on the line today. You know, I just want you to understand when God does it. Hallelujah. It don't look like man did. See, you're waiting for God to do something, but you're looking for man to do it. I'm going to say it again. You're waiting for God to do something, but you're looking for man to do it. Huh? My Lord, my God, I want you to know when God does it, huh? It don't look like man had nothing to do with it. Only God can do it. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, let's get ready for our message today, you all. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I want to give you one or two today because I was led to. One, I want to tell you in the book of John, chapter 15 and 5, you all, the Bible says, I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. So when God created plants, he spoke to the ground and plants came forth. So as long as plants stay in contact with the dirt, they live. So if you remove the plants from the soil, they immediately begin to wither. When God created you, he breathed his spirit inside of you. So as long as you stay connected to him, you will thrive. You can grow to become anything God wants you to be. But the moment you decide you no longer need God, you will begin to shrivel like a plant dropped from the rich soil. And when the branch is separated from the vine, the life begins to slowly leak out of it until one day there is no life left. So if you have a dream in your heart, today is the day to tap into the source and start making that dream a reality. Sing your song, as the Bible says, sing a new song, hallelujah. Beat your drum loudly for all to hear. Make today the very best day you can and blossom with all you have, hallelujah. We are not promised tomorrow. Stay rooted in Jesus and he will send you rain in the draw when all those around you are in need. And as long as you're connected to the living vine, your future will shine. Amen, amen, amen. I wanted to share that with you all today. We have to stay connected, hallelujah, for we are the branches and he is the vine. And as long as we are connected, we receive all that God has us to see. But the moment you disconnect, you lose, you start to die out, you start to wither away. So stay connected in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Now the message for today is guard your heart and mind. Guard your heart and mind. God's word is clear. We are to guard our hearts above all else. Yet we live in a world that encourages us to do otherwise. Here in the 21st century, y'all, temptations and distractions are woven into the fabric of our everyday lives. So as believers, we must remain vigilant. We must resist the devil when he confronts us and avoid those places where Satan can most easily tempt us. Every day you are faced with more choices than you can count. You can do the right thing or not. You can be kind and generous and obedient to God or not. Today, the world offers countless opportunities to let down your guard, and thereby we make needless mistakes that may injure us, you all, or your loved ones. So guard your heart by giving it to your Heavenly Father. It is safe with him. Again, guard your heart and give it to your Heavenly Father, for it is safe with him. Your prayer should start, your day should be, dear Lord God, I will guard my heart against the evils, the temptations, and the distractions of this world. I will focus instead upon your love, your blessing, and your son. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Again, I thank God for everyone that's on the line today. I'm so excited, you all. I do want to continue to lift up my dear friend, Valencia, Elizabeth Allen. She is still battling. She's back in the hospital. They're saying that, you know, that she has some challenges before, but we are trusting God, you know, for her. We're coming to agreement for our sister and friend in the name of Jesus Christ. She is our sister in Christ, a prayer warrior herself, an intercessor. So we have to pray to just strengthen that sister in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Therefore, Father God, we ask in Jesus' name that you continue to bless her, Lord God, heal her body in the name of Jesus Christ. And we speak to every part of her body, be healed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we're going to stand here and just wait, and we're going to rejoice and just thank God right now, thanking God that she's already healed, that she's already delivered and set free in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that the devil is defeated right now in all his evil spirits and demons, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. May God bless you and keep you, hallelujah. In my prayer right now, you all, that you all will be blessed. Hallelujah. That you will continue to look up for your help, coming from the Lord. So look up to the hill from which your help comes from. Your help coming from the Lord. We don't look for people for help. Just trust God and stay in that place. So I bless you all to prosper. I bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. I bless you to be an encouragement for others. I bless you to be able to bless others. I bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. I bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. I bless you to grow in your spirit, to draw closer to God. I bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. I bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. I bless you because I love you. I bless you to enjoy peace all the days of your life. God bless you. God keep you. I love you. And guess what? Ain't nothing you can do about it. We're back here, you all, Monday through Thursday at 12 noon. And I do have a surprise. I am going to be doing a comedy show that will be shot live where you can actually log on and see the show. But there will be a price tag to it so you can see the comedy show. Stop Lying on God. That's the name of the comedy show starring Sister Nana Blake, one of the characters I play. It's called Stop Lying on God. And it's going to be funny, funny, funny. And come and have a good time. You all be blessed. God bless you. I love you. In the name of Jesus Christ, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Oh, I want to see him. Look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past.